You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
All right, so I think we determined that yesterday at noon was the last time you could say Happy New Year to anybody.
That's exactly what it is. No more.
So you can't say that anymore.
What if you haven't seen them, though?
They get it. They know it's a new year. You don't have to say Happy New Year. They know. People know.
It's like if you see somebody, if their birthday is March 10th and you don't see them till April 15th, you don't say, hey, happy birthday.
Right.
It's like,
but
it's
you
over.
Can still give them a present.
And you also don't point out when somebody gets a haircut, all right? Don't point it out. Let me get a haircut.
Maybe this year we'll actually publish our list of rules. Life
right,
rules.
We should.
Emily, tell me about your non-resolution.
I'm very curious about this because Let me preface this by saying this comes from me, apparently.
It does.
And I don't know why
or
what it is.
You did this to me, Jeremy.
Okay.
I don't like to do resolutions. I like to set goals for the year. I like to, or like... Last year, I...
What was your goal last year?
Last year, my goal was to do outside voice work, honestly.
I thought it was pull-ups.
It was, well, and it was to do one pull-up,
one
but
pull-up.
I didn't get that one done.
Never got the one pull-up.
No, I have no upper body strength, but that is neither here nor there.
All right, so you failed on the pull-up. Did you outside voice work?
Yes, I did.
Okay, good.
And then the other thing for last year is I almost had like a motto for the year, which was, darling, just own it. So whether it's your feelings, your mistakes, whatever it is, just own it.
Sorry, Tim Gunn.
I feel like I did good for 2015. So this year I'm thinking, what's my little goal? What's my motto?
Oh boy.
And then a few weeks ago, we were on air talking about something. I think it was probably a trending report. And as an aside, I was like, you two girls were just going at it, you know, like nipping on whatever I was saying. And
It's so easy to do.
And I said something like, oh, like I'm so sick of you. I need a break from you guys because you complain all the time. I can't handle your complaining. And then Jeremy, I don't know if he was serious or for reals, said, psh, you should look in the mirror.
I was dead serious.
And so then that I took pause and that really hit home with me. And I said, do I really complain a lot? Because there's a very fine line between venting, which we all do with each other, and straight up complaining. So it really put a little mark on my heart.
Did you spend the whole Christmas break listening to Michael Jackson's Man in the Mirror? Is that your inspiration?
Such a good song. Such a good song. So for this year, I want to be very aware of the complaining, the level of complaining that I do. And my motto for the year is leave everybody better than when you found them. So, you know, even if it's just a person on the street, you can just smile at them and hopefully leave them a little better than when I found them. But because of you, Jer Bear, I am going to work on my level of complaining.
That's awesome. I really thought it was going to be something snarky I said that I didn't mean, but I meant that. Yeah. Seriously, I think it would be beneficial for us to have a whiteboard in here that's the complaining board. And like whenever somebody complains about something, we give them a notch or something. Whoever has the most complaints at the end of the year owes lunch or something.
I kind of like that.
Because it happens in the workplace,
then
I think.
Then we have to define venting versus...
And does joke complaining count?
Because it gets a little sick, you complaining about Adele, even though you're joke complaining. You do it all the freaking time. There's
got
to be a limit.
He's
and
got
then
a point, though.
The venting versus... See?
What? It's a joke.
The venting versus the complaining.
Okay, if you're complaining about something, and yet it's true, does that count too?
Like it's a fact.
Right, they're just mindless complaining. But if you're complaining about something that needs to be, because I will point out, all great inventions in the history of the universe all came because somebody complained about something.
Right.
You know, we like to bash complaining, but complaining is actually, you know, they talk about necessity, the mother of invention.
Sure.
No,
yeah.
It's complaining.
We wouldn't have clean water.
Is the mother of invention. That is right.
It's water tastes like
this
crap.
I'm sick of this dysentery. I want clean
I'm
water.
I'm tired of vomiting.
Right. And so somebody purified water. Yeah. So.
All right. In cases of dysentery, then no, we won't add it to the board.
Okay.
But otherwise.
But we know. We know
we got to curb it.
There is constructive complaining.
Well, that would be my excuse for everything that I
that's
say.
That's like they talk about the whole thing.
That's subjective.
But 90% of the crap we complain about in the studio,
sure.
It doesn't get taken
care
of.
It's BS. It's complete BS. I agree
with
you.
It's beyond our control.
But I'm only just trying to point out that there is some complaining that is completely constructive. And so I don't want to rule out all complaining.
But I think constructive complaining should go on only after you've mulled it over in your head multiple times to really, because why
we'll need
put
a jury.
That out there?
We'll need a third party to decide. Like Chris needs to be our judge if we're complaining or not or something.
Okay.
I need to start buying her things so she's on my side.
You can't pay her off.
I'm going to complain so about bribery now.
This is not Manitowoc County. You can't pay off the authorities.
I see what you did there.
So you can't do that. So. All right. No, but listen, kudos to you. I like your leave everyone a little better.
I
really do like that.
That's a good
not
one.
Only is good for you, it's good for all of us.
It's really good.
Real quick, not to try to get too serious, but do you ever find like sometimes you get embarrassed almost like smiling at just another human in the hall? Like being legitimate and just giving a smile, I think as humans we're just kind of angry or maybe we're like, they don't need a smile or I don't want them to think I'm hitting on them. Sometimes it's just like
what?
To be polite.
No, I do it all the time.
You are a smart
Have
ass
you seen
with
these
it.
Teeth, these pearly whites? I got to share that with the world.
Cavity
man.
Free. I'm not complaining. Free. I know.
Share it with
you. I just had this debate within the last 2 weeks with someone about whether my smiles are genuine or smart ass smiles.
Smart ass.
Smart ass smiles. Okay. See? When you
smile,
tilt your head,
you
smart
smile
ass?
The least of anybody I know.
You really
no
do.
Joke.
I only smile when it really calls for it.
Then you know you're getting a good DT smile. That's
right. If you see me smiling, I mean that crap.
He means it, yeah.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.